It's the Love Speak series, where a little bit of love goes a long way.
Sally Lou Loveman is a mom, speaker, author, former audience producer for the Oprah Winfrey Show, and founder of Love Speaks.
The number one fear people have is speaking in public. It's actually the one fear I don't have. Join me for the Love Speak series, where we leave fear behind and we speak love, like loving our story, loving speaking, doing what we love, loving each other, and loving ourselves. Our stories are what connect us, and they make us better humans. Join me and my Love Speaks friends for stories, laughs, inspiration, speaker tips, and some unexpected truth.
Hi, everybody. I just had a story that I wanted to share with you all that happened about a month ago, and it's just stayed on my heart so much. I had some dental surgery, put me back. So bear with me, with my fake teeth. Anyway, but this has been on my heart for so long. And this episode today for the Love Speak series podcast is called Speaking of Boundaries. And it's just me telling a story, the thing that I love to do most. So here's the backstory. And then there's a lesson. So the backstory is I used to bank at a certain bank in my town. And there was a bank teller there who I got very friendly with because she was always very complimentary and very kind and just really fun. She made banking fun, which is, in my mind, impossible. So anyway, I could see along the way, like, couple weeks, couple months into me getting to know her, that that she was in a transition. Now, she presented as a male at the time, and yet she was going through a transition, you could see. So anyway, time went on, and she told me she was transferring to another branch. And by the time she told me she was transferring, I could see that she really was in a full transition. And this is when I pushed my boundaries. Now, I am known in my family for not having many boundaries. And I think a lot of people who know me well, who have worked with me, know that I really am kind of an open book. And I'm always willing to sort of step beyond that barrier and offer kind words or something, and, you know, some sort of service. Sometimes it's usually, of course, accepted as a wonderful thing, which is the intention that I bring. But sometimes you never know how it could go, right? So one day I was thinking to myself, you know, this friend of mine, bank teller friend of mine, is going through this transition, and I don't know if she has support. I don't know anything, really. We only had a, you know, banker, banky relationship. So, but I have a lot of clothes, as many of you know, and I like fashion, and she was very fashionable. So I decided I'm going to let her know that I had just cleaned out my closet, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with these things. You know, of course I would donate to our church, which I normally do, but I'd rather give them to her as she starts her new career at the other bank in the city. And really, truly at this point, having transitioned from what she presented as a male to a female. So I went in and I let her know, and I'm like, I don't know how you're going to take this, but you look like you're my size and I have a lot of clothes. Like, I have a lot of suits that I don't wear. Would you like them? And immediately it was met with really wonderful, like, yes, thank you so much. And so I was like, good, good, good. Okay. And I packed up my things. I brought them to her, outside the bank, I think it was. I didn't bring them into the bank. And that was that. That was the end of it, right? So we keep up on social media and things like that. I follow her. She follows me. And about a month and a half ago, I was out to dinner with my husband and with two good friends, couple friends of ours, like dear, dear friends, out for their 60th birthdays at a very fancy restaurant. And as we're sitting there having dinner, who sits down next to us but my bank teller friend and her boyfriend. So she looks absolutely gorgeous and he's absolutely handsome and they're absolutely adorable together. And in my mind, I mean, she knows it's me. I know it's her, but like I wait for the opportunity to go over and say hello. Once we had both, you know, completed our meals and on to dessert and before we all said goodbye. So I plopped myself down next to her and I said, how are you? You look so beautiful. It's been some time and clearly you're happy. You've, you know, you're in this new relationship. And she looked so comfortable in her skin. And I was just really inside just beaming for her. And she turned to her boyfriend and explained who I was. And he immediately knew who I was, which made me feel really happy that maybe she had talked about me and that my act of giving some of my clothes out of my closet was received the way I wanted her to receive it, which was, you know, sheer kindness and support, really more support. And then she kind of like shifted in her seat and she pulls up her coat that she had worn in. And she showed it to me and she's like, this is yours. And I was like, oh. It was just like a moment, right? And it was like, that's mine. And now it's yours. And you're so happy. And it just made me so happy. And the reason why I'm sharing this story is simply because so many times we can do kind things and so many of us do kind things, but sometimes we stop ourselves because we think, oh, I don't want to overstep my boundaries. And when your intention is always kindness, that boundary is always something you should step over. I just believe that so many of us worry, oh, how will it be received? Well, what if you don't do it? You'll never know how it's received. And maybe it won't go as well as mine went. Maybe it won't. But maybe it will. So I'm just here today to remind all of us that if something crosses your mind to help someone who could use a little support, use some friendship, use some love, use some kindness, don't ever wait because that moment will pass. And it was such a full circle moment for me personally and for my friend because in that moment, we both looked at each other and we were like, wow, this worked. So anyway, it's just a jacket, but at the same time, it represents, you know, so much more. And it's truly kindness. So many of us are going through things that, you know, are hard. And a lot of us who are, you know, on the periphery of those hard things, we don't know everybody's story. And I always say, you know, always understand that the person that's in front of you has their own story, their own struggles, their own things that are going through in their life. So be sensitive to that and open up your boundaries and be kind to people you love and to strangers at a bank. I hope this story inspires you and keeps you coming back for some more stories that I'm going to sprinkle in to the Love Speak series podcast. Thanks, everybody. I hope you'll tune into more. Follow me at Live Love Speaks on Instagram, where I seem to live mostly on social media. Thank you so much. Peace.
I have loved speaking with you today, and I want to speak with you more. So follow me on all of my social platforms at Live Love Speaks on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you want more stories like the stories we speak here on the Love Speak series podcast, go to lovespeaks.com and pick up a copy of my new book, Speak. Love your story, your audience is waiting. To step up your speaking game and your human game, check out my blog while you're there. Thanks for listening. Your love speaks.